I know the flight attendant was trying to be polite. The kid wasn't. No. We're on this plane and everyone's eager to take off. Everybody's got their seatbelt on. We're ready to go. Except for this mother and her 4-year-old boy who were standing in the aisle of the plane. The son wouldn't sit down. He's crying. He's yelling at his mother. And the flight attendant was making the announcement, "We'll be able to leave as soon as everyone is seated." The mother was trying. Oh, yeah. But this boy went rigid. He started yelling his reason for standing up. "I want to drive." The more she pressured him, the louder he got. "I want to drive." This is a very big plane. He's a very little boy. He really shouldn't drive. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about "I want to drive." Well, the boy wanted to drive that airplane. We wanted the pilot to drive. The boy didn't seem to understand. He wasn't capable of driving. Hey, guess what? We've got the same problem. Our word for today from the Word of God, Isaiah 53, verse 6. Here we go. "We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity," or the wrongdoing, "of us all." Life, kind of like that airplane, is too big for us to drive. We've taken over the cockpit anyway. Again, in the Bible's words, everyone has turned to his own way. God gave us our life. He's supposed to run it. He's doing a very good job of running 100 billion galaxies. But we shake our fist and say, "Excuse me, God, I'll pilot my own life." He's the only one who can pilot your life properly. But see, we want to drive like the little boy. If we try to fly, we're going to crash. Maybe you're facing right now some of the wreckage of trying to run a life that God was supposed to run. Or maybe you're cruising along right now, but you're headed for a crash. See, no one ultimately gets away with hijacking God's property. And that's what we all do. I once asked a Navajo shepherdess what happens to sheep when they get away from the shepherd. She answered with one word. She said, "Coyotes." See, it always ends up in disaster when we get away from the shepherd or from the pilot. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. That means we're away from God. And you know what? Maybe you can even feel that loneliness right now. Maybe you can sense the confusion, the lostness of being away from God. Unless you're rescued, I'll tell you, it always leads to death. The Bible puts it this way: the wages of sin is death. But the Bible says God placed the penalty for all our wrongdoing on Jesus Christ, his Son. God's only Son has paid the price for the sinning you and I have done. Isaiah 53, 5 says, "The punishment that brought us peace was upon him." You and I did the sinning. Jesus did the dying. If you can get yourself to that cross in your heart, get to that cross where Jesus paid your death penalty for your sin, and give yourself to him, you can trade death for life. Jesus Christ sacrificed his life, shed his blood. He was dying in exchange for your life, taking your death penalty. Why would anyone reject him? Is it pride? Is it stubbornness? Is it thinking somehow our religion will get us there, our goodness? Well, if it could, he'd have never gone to that cross. This is a day to let go of that wheel and start to become who you were meant to be in that relationship you were made for. You want to get that started today? Go to our website. I can help you there, I believe. Know that you actually belong to him from this day on. anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. Can you just picture Jesus reaching out a nail-pierced hand to you? Are you going to keep saying, "I want to drive"? Are you going to say today, "Jesus, I don't want to drive. I want to live"?
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.